am not for you to care. You are not for me at all. I will never do your will. Stay away from my life. Stay away. Stay away today. Surely fall into snare. I will not believe you, Satan. I will not believe you. You are so dangerous, Satan.
So dangerous.
You have nothing good at all. Anyone who follows you will regret forever. Satan, stay away. Stay away today.
Satan, stay away tomorrow. Stay away, away. Satan, stay away forever. Satan, stay.
Stay away today.
And I will always be there.
You don't want to go alone. You want to stay man alone. And I will not go with you. Say that I will not go with you. Stay away today.
Stay
away.
Stay away,
stay away
tomorrow.
Away today,
day time,
stay
away,
stay away tomorrow, from my life, stay away,
day time, stay away, forever, today, stay away.
Shall we stand up to pray? You are worthy to be praised, O Lord, King of glory. We give you honor due to your name. You are the Lord in heaven and on earth. You are the Lord of our lives. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the way you care for us day by day. Thank you for your assistance we receive continuously. Thank you for teaching us and showing us your way. Glory and be, honor be unto your holy name in Jesus' name. We want to hear your word at this time. Be pleased to minister to us and bless us really. May we not hear your word in vain. In Jesus' name we pray. My God is great.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
Open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30. Verse 21. And thy ears shall hear a word, behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Last week, I talked about satanic provocation. And I said, I will be preaching the second part of the message today. Under that, I said that the devil is always provoking men, saints and sinners, to do wrong. Today, I'm talking about the prompting of the Holy Spirit. The prompting of the Holy Spirit. The prompting of the Holy Spirit is the right of all the children of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The prompting of the Holy Spirit is the direct opposite of the satanic provocation. As the devil provokes men to do wrong, the Holy Spirit prompts believers to do what is right. To prompt, according to dictionary.com, is to move or induce to action, to occasion or incite. It is to inspire. To prompt is to assist a person, for example, by suggesting something to be said. The difference between the provocation of Satan and the prompting of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit, unlike Satan, does not try to force a person under his control to do what he wanted done. He will simply talk to one in the heart or through other men. He will simply inspire one, make one to see the need, pay one's attention to the good examples of others, and so on and so forth. The Holy Spirit often lead his own without talking to them directly. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. What method did he use to lead Jesus to the wilderness? We are not told. In Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He leads through many means, not just one method. Galatians chapter 5, verse 8. For if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Acts 16 gives us an example of the leading of the Spirit, starting from verse 6. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost, 16:6, to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they are said to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. He has stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after they had seen the vision, immediately we endeavor. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavor to go into Macedonia. Assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel many times. The Holy Spirit leads his own, not by talking, telling them directly what to do. The example we saw here was that of Paul and his missionary team. They had gone to places to minister. At this time, they decided to go to Asia. As at then, the gospel have not reached the region of Asia. So Asians have not had the gospel. So they felt that would be a good place to go for them to preach. But the Holy Ghost did not allow them. What method did he use to disallow them? They are not told. But they knew it was not the will of the Holy Ghost for them to go. Does that mean people of Asia did not need the gospel? No. But as at then, Asia was not ready for the gospel. Asia later became ready for the gospel, to the extent that the whole of Asia had the gospel. In fact, God used the churches in Asia to represent all the churches in the world in his letter he wrote to them in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation. The Ephesian church, the church at Pergamon, Laodicea, Philadelphia, and the rest of them, they were all in Asia. By this time, the Holy Ghost did not allow them to go to Asia to preach. When they decided to go to Bithynia, this is the way they did it. You know, they travel by sea most of the time. So when they got to Mysia, they are going to Bithynia, you drop there and branch to Bithynia. The Spirit of God did not allow them. Then they passed Mysia. When they got to Troas, they slept. In the night, Paul dreamt and saw a vision. In the vision, he saw a man whose dress suggested was from Macedonia. You know, when you see a man's dress, you can guess where he's from. Dressed like a Yoruba man, dressed like an Hausa man, dressed like an Igbo man. And the location in the dream was Macedonia. The man also said, come over to Macedonia. Then, if you go to verse 10, I read it again. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavor to go into Macedonia. My concern is the next phrase. Assuredly gathering. Everybody say, assuredly gathering. You didn't say loud enough. Assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Look at it. How did God call them, Paul and his entourage, to preach the gospel at Macedonia? Huh? In the vision, dream, it was dream.
vision of the night. They didn't see an angel saying, "Thus says the Lord." They didn't hear the voice of the Lord directly. There was no special manifestation. It was just like your dream, my dream. Dream that will require studying before you are able to tell what he's saying. Because a man dressed like a Macedonian and said, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." There was no doubt, says the Lord, in that. And therefore, they could not say that the Lord said we should go to Macedonia. They couldn't say so. You know what they said? "We gather assuredly." You know what that means? We came to the conclusion. Everybody say, "We came to the conclusion." How do you come to such a conclusion? Sometimes, what happens could be like this. Paul woke from his sleep and said, "You know, they've been wondering as to where the Holy Ghost wanted to. Let me come back. What method did the Holy Ghost use to tell them not to go to the various places they wanted to go? There is no evidence that the Holy Ghost appeared, or an angel appeared, or they heard an audible voice. Because if they have heard an audible voice telling them don't go to Asia, don't go to Bithynia, the voice could have told them where to go. Sometimes you want to undertake the journey and you just have the feeling. So that's not the right place to go. You say, what type of feeling? God talks to us in many ways. He talks to us directly, audibly, very rare today. Very, very rare. Most people said they had no audible voice aligned. Sometimes it shows a vision or dream. Sometimes it was the gift of utterance, the form of prophecy. Sometimes it is a dream. Sometimes it gives you what I call Holy Ghost created feeling, or the inner voice of the Holy Spirit. You just know. If they ask you, "What method did you use to tell you?" You won't be able to tell. "What language you won't be able to tell?" But you know, you are so sure. I've had revelations like that before. If you arrest me, you will just jail me because I have no evidence. "What language did you use to tell you?" "I don't know." "How did he tell you?" "I don't know. But I'm so sure it says so." Sometimes it is a feeling. Children, listen to me. This is Holy Ghost created feeling. It comes in this form. You are thinking of doing something. You are planning to do something. You are considering whether it will be good to do something. Every time you remember that thing, and you think along doing it, there is a kind of heaviness within you. You are heavy. If you weigh 70 kilos, you discover that you are becoming 120 kilos. I don't mean you weigh yourself physically, but you are heavy. You discover you are not free within. You discover you are not happy. Every time you remember that issue, every time you take along that line, that's the feeling you have. Every time you think the opposite, you are free, you are happy, you are light. When you come back to the idea of doing it, you become heavy again. Let me tell you. That is an Holy Ghost created feeling. Telling you, no way. Listen. I read that scripture to you again. Like I read it to the Yoruba brethren. And I want you to respond to my question. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Anybody that is not led by the Spirit of God. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." Anyone that is not led by the Spirit of God. Eh?
They are not the sons of God.
Anyone that is not led by the Spirit of God is not a son of God. You say, what does that mean? The Spirit of God must be leading you. Touch your neighbor and say, "The Spirit of God must be leading you." Then the question is, how do I know if he's leading me? You need to know. problem we have today is that the so-called church leaders, have distorted, they have adjusted, they have corrupted, they have tampered with the way God deals with his children. When I gave my life to Jesus in the 70s, up till early 80s, gospel churches, call Pentecostals today. Are you alive? They don't use water to pray. Gospel churches don't use it. You can only find that in CAC, Sele, Cherubim. They don't use oil at all. They don't use handkerchief at all. You don't see gospeler coming to see vision for people. It was limited to Cherubim, Sele. But today, many gospel churches are even worse than spiritual churches in this illegality. So what is it? Which one is legality? Is there no water in the Bible? Is there no oil in the Bible? Is there no Satan in the Bible? What are you telling me? This thing very well. You won't see one example in the Bible. One. I said one. I said one again. In the Bible, where a New Testament believer went to kneel down before a pastor, a prophet, a bishop, a servant of God to see vision for him. You won't see one. It's not there. All the scripture they use to support it, go and check it. Go and read it yourself. I told you, to do the will of God, you must learn how to run Juma Bible. You open your eyes well, you shine your eye, and look well, well. Sometimes you will discover, in quoting that scripture, they have added something small or omitted something small. Meanwhile, I have told you that the Bible contains no mistake. Not one mistake is in the whole of the Bible. Not one. There are those who have said, I saw punctuation error in the Bible. There is no original Bible. It does not have punctuation. Original Hebrew Bible does not even contain four words. So what do you mean? Only consonant. And now, were they able to read it? People of those days were able to read it. You can see mistake in translation. Because no translation is perfect. None. As far as I'm concerned, even today, 21st century, the 17th century King James translation is still the best I know. All the improvement they made on it, New King James, Modern King James, King James with this, King James with that, and all other translations, they complement the 17th century King James. They have not replaced King James fashion, in my understanding. Nevertheless, I have personally seen mistakes in King James. Not just typographical error, even interpretation error, translation error. No translation is perfect. That is why we have so many translations. If you read it in this, read this in this, read this in this, read it. By the time you read it in many translations, you will get the picture clear. Another thing I have told us before, I need to remind us of now, is that the translators, those who translated the Bible, when they are translating, immediately they come to a statement they feel you will not be able to understand the way it is, since you don't speak that original language. If you speak the original language, you will get it. But because you don't speak your original language, they feel that you won't get what is meant there. They will add their own word. That will make you understand. But in every case of true translation of the Bible, when a translator added a word, he italicized it. So if you are reading your Bible, every italicized word you come across in your Bible is an addition by the translators. If you want to know what that scripture really says in the original language, omit the italicized word. An example is in the book of Hebrew where it says, he is the author and finisher of our faith. Our is not in the original. So if you read it in King James, you see that our is italicized. He is the author and finisher of faith, is what is in the original. And today, we understand that scripture better than those translators. We know that even that addition is unnecessary. It's not just the author and finisher of our faith. It's the author and finisher of every faith that is acceptable to God. Having said that, you won't see one example of a genuine believer in Christ that went to kneel down to a priest, a prophet, a pastor, a seer to see vision for him. Meanwhile, in the Old Testament, that was the common practice. When the father of Saul lost his house, Saul took one of his servants and they searched all the coast of Israel looking for the ass. When they couldn't find the ass, the servant suggested that we have come to where the man of God is. Let's go to the man of God so that he will help us to know. And Saul said, we don't have what to give. The servant said, we have a little thing. We'll give that one. They agreed, they went. And when they got there, though they got more than they bargained for, nevertheless, the servant of God told them that the house had been found. That the father is now looking for them, no longer the house. Pastors today will read such a scripture and then use that to suggest that when you want to know the will of God, you come to kneel down before them for them to see for you. And do you know what often happened? Pastor ate amala very well in the morning. Drank 17 alive. There is anything called that. And then chew some shrimp in form of groundnut or whatever. Snack. You are now coming to see vision. Clear the remaining food in his mouth. I say, kneel down. Oluwa gbadura fun omo re. Oluwa fi ranho omo re. Oluwa se omo re loju. Jesus Christ Oluwa wa. Amen. After the prayer, immediately, knowing that thing that is, the Lord says you should take that job. It will be okay. Or it may be the Lord say, marry that boy. He's a good husband. Omo. Let no man deceive you. God is not talking. Abba is talking. In some cases, it is the groundnut in his mouth that is talking. He says, so God don't talk. True pastor, God talk, true pastor. I have prophesied to you before that came to pass. But listen to me very well. You don't go to kneel down before anybody to see vision for you. If you are a child of God, God must talk to you. Touch your neighbor. You didn't say it well. If God is not talking to you, it's an evidence that he's not your father. The prompting of the Holy Spirit can come in the form of reminding us. If I often come in the form of reminding us of what God says by given situation that we may be in. You see, how does he prompt us? Sometimes it just leads you to a scripture.
at the scripture, you know what God is saying about the situation. For example, John 15:26 says, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." When you come to John chapter 14 from verse 13, howbeit when he, from verse 13, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. Did you hear that? He will shakingly guide you. Sometimes he doesn't tell you directly. He simply guides you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. And all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Where we are going is verse 26. And the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. How? And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. There are men of God so called today that abandoned the Bible altogether and based all their ministries and activities on revelations and visions. Look at me very well. Do you know what it cost God to produce the Bible? 1,500 years. Moses started to write in A.B.C. 1,400. John dropped his pen after writing the book of Revelation in A.D. 100. When you add 100 to 1,400, you have 1,500 years that it took the Holy Ghost to produce the Bible. He used over 40 people of different background, different trade, different nationality, different in many things to write the Bible. God is not a waster. If the Bible will not be so important, it won't cause it to be written. So in Deuteronomy, we are asked not to add to it, though it was just only 5 has been written. In the book of Proverbs, we are commanded, don't add to it, though we are around the middle. In the book of Revelation, when it is completed, we are even told that if you add to it, Allah will be added to you. Children, do you want to hear the truth? Never you expect God to come and give you any direct revelation about anything that is clearly spelled out in the Bible. So what do? Look for it in the book of the Lord. Jesus says, search the scriptures. Some pastors will tell you, that's your pastor. Don't mind your pastor. And the Bible is happy. We, the Holy Ghost, they talk to us directly. Holy Ghost talk to all his children. I agree that leaders may have extra advantage because they have the responsibility of leading. But don't allow anybody to mislead you. What the Holy Ghost is to do for us most of the time is the same thing with what the Lord expects us to do to our comfort. How? Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." You remember the scripture I first read? "And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Matthew 28:19-20 says, we should teach them whatsoever he has commanded us. And in John 14:26, he says, the Holy Ghost will remind us of whatsoever he has told us. Can you see that they are the same? Many times, when the Holy Ghost is going to lead us, it will draw our attention to a scripture. Sometimes you just open the Bible you are reading and you discover that God is telling you something about that situation. Sometimes you are just praying about the situation and a scripture suddenly comes up in your heart. Now, I'm not limiting Holy Ghost to any particular method. I'm only saying that it doesn't counsel you led you, direct you, instruct you, contrary to the Bible. It doesn't. Through the prompting of the Holy Spirit, we will often be reminded of what the Word of God says about what we should do or should not do about a given situation. The prompting of the Holy Ghost may come in the form of telling us to stop talking, to say something, to do something, and so on. Sometimes you are talking and talking about something, and that spirit within you tells you, enough. In some cases, you are about to respond. You have opened your mouth. I just heard in your spirit, don't say it. Not all the time he talks to us directly. Most of the time he guides us. Can I tell you one thing? Most of the time that idea to do good comes to your heart, it was the Holy Ghost that was prompting you. Just like I told you last week that anytime the idea to do wrong comes to your heart, it is the devil that is tempting you. I told them under the Yoruba program that only God knows how many times in those days, I wasn't pastor, I wasn't minister, I wasn't a rich man, that you'll be asked to bring out your offering. And I would be pressing, I would be trying to make sure I press down Oriolobi. The highest denomination of Nigerian currency then was 20 naira. We call it Muritala, Oriolobi. So you press it down, looking for 5 naira. Sometimes I will have brought out the 5 naira and hold it. And something will say, put back your hand to your pocket and carry the remaining money. And I will know this is not me, this is God. He said, what do you do? You do it immediately, a rub ruku. I will be slow. I won't know whether to carry or not to carry. But almost in all cases, though reluctantly, I will carry everything and hold it. Then when they say drop your offering, well, I go slowly to the plate and drop it. He said, you are not a believer. I'm not a non-believer, I'm a believer. Small boy, like you are a small girl, I'll drop it. But can I tell you, children? I cannot remember any time I did it, that after I drop it, special joy did not spring up in my heart. I can't remember any time. However slow I was, however reluctant I was, once I drop it, joy comes up in my heart. And that further confirms the fact that it was the Spirit of God. Do you know you may carry a dress and a Bible to wear? And the Spirit of God will say, that dress belongs to Janet. So who is Janet? I bought it at Oyibo. It's Janet's dress. I don't know Janet. And the Spirit will say, Janet. Even at number 17 of Modern Street of Bawole. Are you saying you don't know? Okay, she's the agent of that one. I know her, she's my senior. You just look at size her. And it's really saying, as she wore it and told you it does not size her. Then after struggling for a while, you iron it, you pack it. If you don't know how to give it to her, you bring it to church and write Janet or Molong, drop it on the altar. When the usher says, who is Janet Omolong? This person is for you. And when she opens it, she doesn't know who sent it. She dance, and thank God, I'm going to Oshogbo next week. The dress I will wear, God has sent. Even small, small things. I told them something laughable in the Yoruba church. I cannot remember how many times, even as big as I am, that I am eating. And I'm about to eat the next meat. And something will say, that meat is not yours. And I tell myself, Nyahu, who is here with me? I'm the owner of my,
The food they serve me is my own. Can I tell you the truth? Sometimes I will carry the meat, bringing it to my mouth to cut a little. And before it will reach my mouth, that thing will say, drop the meat, it's not yours. He said, do you hear it audibly? No, it just come up in my hand. Then very reluctant, I drop it and wash my hand. He said, who is the owner? You want to clear the plate. I'm sure it has happened many times. How many times has it happened this year? I don't know, but it will not be less than 10 times this year. You see, now, so you like me, see me, see trouble. Let me tell you, I am big enough to say, hey, Felicia, mommy, tell them to bring me 2 meats more. They won't ask me, what are you doing with meat? I'm too big for that. They will go there, bring the meat and bring to me. But do you know what I do? When it happens like that, I wash my hand. That's the end of each meeting at that time. Holy Ghost is still prompting you. Are you obeying? Get up and go to church. Go now. The program will start by 4 o'clock. This is 2 o'clock. If I go, will I be the only one in the church? This means he said, go! Philip had a successful revival at Samaria. But as he left Samaria, the Spirit prompted him, oh yeah, go to Gaza. Gaza today is in the hand of the Palestinians, unfortunately. Go to Gaza. Go to So-So Road there. I read it to you. Acts 8 from verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that went down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Desert. What are you going to do in desert? And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. The man was returning in his chariot, and by the time Philip will land, look at the man. And he says, go and join yourself to that chariot. If they use sword to be arrow, but it's the Spirit of God. He joined it. And the man was even, I'm not sure the man was lifting up his head to know what was. The man was busy reading loud. And Philip said, do you understand what you are reading? He said, how will I understand unless somebody explains to me? This prophet, is he talking about himself or about another person? Do you know what? The man was already asking questions. Holy Ghost wants to answer the question. And you are the agent of the Holy Ghost around. Then he says, go there. Hey! May you not let God down at such a time. You didn't answer well. Can you remember the case of Saul of Tarsus? When Ananias was told to go and talk to him, the Bible said that Saul had already seen a vision, had seen Ananias ministering to him before God told Ananias, go. God is still prompting his children. Amen. Amen. Child, that mama living in that house, all our children are not around. And that spirit say, go and meet mama and say, you want to help her to wash her clothes. They would think that I need something, or that maybe I come to beg for something. I do. Go! Go there. I will still talk more on this subject. Not next week. But one of these days I'm coming back. The prompting of the Spirit of God. It's not only a form of protection. You know, sometimes you want to enter a vehicle. And that's the reason. Wait for the other one. He said, I'm in a hurry. He said, who is in a hurry? Get out. Get down from the bed. Sometimes you even stubbornly took a seat. If the Holy Ghost wants to do you good favor, you know what happened? As you are sitting down, you feel like urinating. Now I'm coming, you go to urinate. As you are returning, a policeman with two star is sitting on your seat. I can say, again, I've been there before. He suddenly look at you and he say, are you crazy? Say, I'm not crazy, sir. Say, this way. Meanwhile, that vehicle is going to get accident. Even the policeman is going to die. You want to die. He leads us that way to protect us. Sometimes not to protect us, to render service to him. Oh, it has not happened to you before. That the last money in your pocket, the Spirit of God said, thou brother coming, give him. So then how do I go home? So I will trek home. Sometimes I will not answer you again. But you know Holy Ghost has spoken. Then you reluctantly bring out the money, 2,000. Hey bro, good morning, how are you? That one did not even hear you. It just passed. The devil will say, it should be the man, don't go. Pocket your money. As you're about to pocket that screen, say, don't pocket wahala. That money is not your money. Hey bro, excuse me, sir. Sir, I'm in a hurry. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Because I should give you. The man turned back from where he's going. Somebody said, you are in a hurry. He's in a hurry to go and beg for the money. And he will not meet that fellow. And Holy Ghost has promised to supply. And the supply was kept in your hand. Who is taking over? May you not let Holy Ghost down.
Brethren, can we all rise to our feet? We have heard the word of God about the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Whose voice does your mind yield to? Who is it that is controlling you? Who do you answer to? Open your mouth and pray to God. Father, may my spiritual ear hear what you are saying unto me. May you give me the grace to hear what you are telling me at any point in time. Father, touch my heart, touch my heart, that I may listen to you before every decision I take in my life. Open your mouth and pray to God. Help me, Father, that I will not make a mistake in the area of decision making. A pilot in Indonesia flew before the departure time, 3 minutes, just 3 minutes before the departure time. And behold, a earthquake struck at that airport at that point in time. He is a child of God, but he felt led by the Spirit of God. And that was why he took off the plane 3 minutes before the departure time. And he saved everybody in the plane and himself. Even all the crew at the airport perished after the quake. That was the leading of the Spirit. Who do you listen to? Pray that God, give me the grace. At any point in time, O Lord, I will be able to hear what you are saying unto me. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Almighty Father, we appreciate you for this teaching today. We magnify your name because of the man of God whom you have used to share the word of life to us. We adore your name for your faithfulness in our lives. Glory to thy name, O Lord, in Jesus' name. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Father, the grace, O Lord, to yield ourselves unto the leading of the Spirit, grant us in the name of Jesus Christ. In every decision, bus stops of our life, may we listen attentively to that which you are saying unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. That which the Spirit is saying unto us may not be savory at any point in time, may not even be interesting, but the grace to obey and abide, release unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. May the devil not lead us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the devil is saying may look so sweet, so interesting, so appealing, so attractive. The grace to understand, to be able to discern within the Spirit. Grant each and every one of us, O Lord, in Jesus' name, so that we will not fall a victim into the hands of the enemy. We thank you because you have answered. Father, we commit, O Lord, the rest of the activities and programs of this church in the course of the week into your hand. Father, we pray that you be with us in the name of Jesus Christ. Make every such program to stand and to bring forth good fruit out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. People that you have earmarked to attend those programs, O Lord. Interdenominational church program on Monday, Bible study on Monday, the Bible study for the members of this church on Mondays, the other programs on Thursdays, Wednesdays, and Friday. Father, even including the night vigil, we pray that you take control, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we commit ourselves into your hand, Father, that as we go forth this week, that you go with us in Jesus' name. Make every crooked path straight ahead of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor of God and of man, let it be ours in the course of the week in the name of Jesus Christ. We will do your will and we'll walk in your will. We'll live within your will in the course of this week in the name of Jesus Christ. Every plan, purpose, activity of the devil concerning us to make us backslide, to make us go out of your will, it will not stand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you have answered. We commit the children into your hand, Lord. You have been the one that have been protecting, preserving, sustaining them. Lord, as they go to their schools, as they come back from schools, you will be with them in Jesus' name. Your hand of fellowship will rest upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father and Lord, accidents, diseases, mistakes, failures, it shall not be theirs in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you have answered. Lord, this is the 11th month in the year 2018. Even the month itself is gradually running to its foreclose. We pray. We believe and we are sure. We are certain that miracles still do happen. Father, we are praying that whatever be the expectation, whatever be the desire, whatever be the hope of anyone standing here or represented, Lord, today, we pray that you meet us at our points of need in Jesus' name. Our expectations according to your word shall not be cut short in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because you have answered. We appreciate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide, or visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at biblepattern1983@yahoo.com or biblepattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.